This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
That's right, it's writers again this week. Paul Perillo joining me, Eric Scalavino, for this week's...
Glad to be here, Eric.
Thank you. Glad to have you here, Paul. I was on my own last week, but I muddled through somehow, as we are wont to do.
Want with a no.
Okay, thank you. He's already not paying attention. We're not even 15 seconds into the podcast.
I was watching Kyle Orton, Tim Tebow, and Brady Quinn highlights.
Of course you were.
In the background.
Real quick, we'll get to
I like to stay up to date on the entire NFL at large.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a change.
As far as you know.
Okay. We'll get to some quick housekeeping duties here before we get on to the main thrust of our podcast this week. Since last we talked a week ago on this very podcast, the Patriots have made three transactions. They signed two of their draft choices, Thomas Welch, the offensive lineman, and Aaron Hernandez, the tight end. And on the defensive line, Amon Gordon can no longer say, "I'm on the Patriots roster." Because they
that
cut him.
Like an Andyism. Did Andy come up with that?
No, he didn't. But Andy's not here, so I figured somebody had to make a stupid joke. And, well, since I'm hosting, I guess it had to be me. So Amon Gordon no longer on the team. Aaron Hernandez and Thomas Welch officially on the team. But the big question on your mind, Paul, and mine, and I'm sure most other Patriots fans, is now that the voluntary organized team activity practices are over and the mandatory three-day minicamp begins next week, will we or will we not see Logan Mankins, Pro Bowl guard, in attendance next week?
And this is the thrust of our debate Friday today. And after all, the Roster Report podcast takes place on Friday, so I figured why not?
It's a natural
extend it a little bit, talk about it. We didn't have much in the way of transactions this week. The honest answer, the real honest to goodness answer is, Eric, I have absolutely no idea.
Neither do I.
Now, my
opinion, we both have to take a side.
My opinion is that he will not show up for minicamp next week, and my reasoning is this. I think he really wants this contract extension, okay?
Oh, I agree with that.
He has very little in the way of leverage, and one of the only items that he does have is his ability to withhold his services. And he can do so really at very low risk. There is some risk, and I'll get to that in a second, but basically he's not on the roster, so he's not required to be here until he signs that tender agrees to another deal. So he's not subjected to any fines. Even if it's a mandatory exercise for the rest of the team, it's not mandatory to him because technically he's not on the roster right now. The risk is that, and the Patriots did, in fact, according to the Denver Post, send a letter to Mankins informing him that as of June 15th, the Patriots reserve the right to rescind that restricted free agent tender, which is in the neighborhood of 3.268 or something like that.
Right, for a five-year.
In case anybody was reading the local papers, the correct number was in the Boston Globe today. An incorrect number was in the Boston Herald today. So 3.268 is the accurate number.
Right.
They can rescind that offer, and thereby that would only require the Patriots to give Mankins 110% of his 2009 salary, which, as Eric already pointed out, is about $1.7 million less than that 3.628. So he does have some risk here. He's risking almost $2 million, and, you know,
right.
That's,
instead of
that's
a, 3
a
point, instead of a $3.26 million right. contract, he'd be getting
$1.54, I think it is, something like that. So the difference is you know, not – peanuts. When you're only dealing with $3 million contract, and I put only in quotes for real life purposes, but when you're only dealing with $3 million in contract and you're talking about cutting that by you know, roughly two-thirds, that's a lot. But I think that the Patriots would probably not be in their best interest to do that, number one, because I think it further rankles one of your important players. And I think it all but ensures that you don't have him going forward. I think it makes him upset to the point where he probably isn't even going to want to re-sign with you under any circumstances. So I think in order to keep him as happy as possible, the Patriots probably won't rescind that offer. And Mankins has a decision to make, and I think that he'll stay home.
Well, here's where I disagree with you, Paul. First of all, the $1.7 million, I think, is a very large number, and I don't think he's going to want to roll the dice on that big a difference in the two contracts. That's yep. reason number one, but that's the simplest of all the reasons. Number two, we've seen something similar to this, not quite the same, a year ago with Vince Wilfork, who still had 1 year left on his deal.
Yep.
So he was required to be here for mandatory workouts and would have been subject to financial penalties had he stayed away.
Right.
But he played the good soldier. He came back. He gave it his all on the field. He negotiated in good faith. He was also given a franchise tag later on that he said was, I believe, a slap in the face. Was that the quote or something similar to that, where he wasn't happy with the situation?
Yeah.
But in a short time thereafter, he and the Patriots came together. Both were happy with the long-term extension they got. So there's a recent precedent here that I think Mankins will look at and say, you know what, it probably pays. I've made my point, as Wilfork did last year. He sat out some of the voluntary workouts before finally showing up. Mankins, I think, has already done that. He's proven his point that he's unhappy. He wants something more. And I think he'll be here for the mandatory work with the rest of his team, like Wilfork did. Reason number three, I think.
How long are we going here?
I'll give you three reasons.
Go ahead.
So reason number three, you mentioned the letter that the team reportedly sent to him and confirmed by several media sources. I think that proves that they're serious, because in that Boston Globe story that you cited earlier,
Denver Post.
No, I'm sorry. The Denver Post story, but the Boston Globe followed up on that and
by stealing it from the Denver Post,
right?
And not crediting them by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never saw Denver Post written in that story.
Okay.
Unexcused.
They do cite, however, the NFL Players Association, which, according to them, teams are not required to notify players that they intend to do this rescinding on a certain date. So to me, that means that they are indeed serious about doing so, and he should take them at their word and get here and not risk losing the $1.7 million.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pick apart some of your reasons.
Okay. Feel free.
I'm going to give the other side. First, I would say that you are right in saying there was a similar precedent with Wilfork. I would argue, and look, I'll say this as plainly as possible. Anytime a guy honors his contract, I'm never going to sit there and say, what a fool. You know,
yeah,
what
neither.
An idiot. I think Wilfork, that's what he felt was fine, you know, worked for him. Personally, if I were really offended or upset about my contract status, you have to withhold something. He sat out of things that were voluntary, and the first thing that was mandatory, he came for. So that, to me, sent a message to the Patriots. What are we worried about? We don't have to sign him. We don't have to sign him until we absolutely positively get to free agency, because he's going to be here. You know, that was what Wilfork thought was in the best interest of Vince Wilfork, and it worked out for him. He stayed healthy, and he got his contract. Mankins might look at it and say, I don't want to take that risk. I should be a free agent now, but for a technicality, I'm not. If I just show up, they're not going to negotiate with me until after the season. They're going to make sure I'm healthy, and then they're going to squeeze every last drop out of me off that rookie contract and go from there. Again, if Mankins shows up, not a lick of criticism will come from me. Anybody that just comes and does with it, that's fine. But I'm saying, if you're upset about it, I'll cite other precedents, Richard Seymour and Deion Branch, mm-hmm. who both did it differently by actually holding out and withholding their services from things that were required, and they both got taken care of in the way that they wanted to. So I think if you really want the contract, if that's the most important thing for you, you need to not show up for minicamp. If you would like to get the contract and you would like to get extended, but if they don't do it, that's okay. That's fine, too. Again, I'm not going to sit here and criticize people for stuff like that. The other part of it was I feel like the Patriots may be trying to intimidate Mankins by sending that letter. Again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're going to sit there and say, you know what? $1.7 million—that's worth it to me. We could save $1.7 million. Why wouldn't we do that? In an uncapped year, to me, it makes no sense at all to save $1.7 million when you're talking about $130 million payroll. You know, it's like making sure that the lights are off in the office when you leave. Okay, yeah, you saved a couple of pennies there. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just trying to maybe send a message to Mankin saying, "This is what we can do if you don't show up." They're not going to say, probably don't worry about it. We're not going to do it. They're trying to
make do business.
There's no question in my mind that minicamp is June 15th through 17th for a reason.
Right. Coinciding with the date when they have to do
that. The deadline for Mankins to to accept that offer. So, again, and neither we've both been upfront with this. We've made our points. Neither one of us knows what Mankins. I haven't spoken to Mankins. I haven't spoken to his agent. No. Neither one of us knows what's going through his mind and how important a contract extension is. Those are my thoughts.
The only reason my gut tells me he is going to be here is that knowing Mankins as little as we do just from our limited dealings with him in the locker room and on the field and on our travels, he's always been a good guy to the media, to other teammates.
Stand-up guy.
He's never rankled any feathers. He's never missed a game. He's always treated this job seriously. Never missed a practice or a game. He does things the right way, by the book. I don't see him becoming a pot stirrer, troublemaker all of a sudden. I think he's going to suck it up, do the right thing, and what most people consider do the right thing by showing up.
I agree with everything you said about Mankins, but I would disagree with the notion that if he decides that he deserves his contract, that he's doing the wrong thing.
No, I'm just saying a lot of people would look at it like you're doing the right thing by being the good soldier and showing up and doing what you're asked to do.
You know, and as you know, and especially in this league where there's nothing guaranteed, that'll get you a pat in the back from someone and then, you know, a pink slip the next day. You know, he goes out there and has a bad year for whatever reason, or he gets banged up for whatever reason. You know, that puts him in a bad spot as he heads into free agency. And, you know, I don't think the players look at it. They want to maximize their opportunities to make the money when they can.
Well, one thing we do know, Paul, is that a week from today when we do this podcast, we will know one way or the other whether he has shown up or not.
We will know, and I will not be surprised to see him here. I want to state that. My feeling is that we won't, but I won't be surprised if we do.
Honestly, I won't be surprised either way.
Yeah, I agree.
But we'll talk about it then, because we'll have more to talk about. We'll have more to know. In the meantime, enjoy
the
your
more you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Oh, Paul, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and you've
CBS
been wasting yours for a while.
So does the NBA, by the way. The NBA cares, too.
And we care about the weekend, which is what we're going to go...
And that's why I'm going to stop.
We're going to go to right now, so we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.